Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head football coach Derek Ellman. The Wildcat football team fell to the Williamsburg Raiders in the 3A first round Friday night 23-0, ending their season at 5-5. I caught up with Ellman after the game for his thoughts on the loss and the season.
It was definitely, it's been a crazy season. Doesn't matter where you end. When you end, it's hard no matter what. It's especially hard just because football's so finite. You know, that realization that you'll never play this game again, you know, for our seniors. It was tough out there tonight after the game, and it's tough to see them like that, you know. And I just love those kids so much, and it's hard to see them when they make that realization. And that every year I've coached, you know, those seniors finally realize it. And just such a special group of kids, and it's hard.
Talk a little bit about the game here. Mm-hmm. Able to move the football here against this Williamsburg team, but just couldn't get past those couple of third down or fourth downs. What do you think it was there on the field?
They're really good on defense, and I think we just caught them a couple of times, which was great, you know, and had some huge catches out there, which was awesome. And like I said, they're really good on defense, and it made life a little hard at times, and credit to them. Defensively, I can't say enough about the kids playing there, you know, because we gave them a short field a couple of different times, and they were able to come up with some big stops. And, you know, our kids played really hard tonight, and it just makes it hard.
You can look at this season. You go 5-5, you make the playoffs here again this year, and you go up and battle it for the first quarter there, hanging with a team like this in Williamsburg. Is there a sense of pride with these guys here moving forward now with being able to get back to the playoffs?
Yeah, I think that, you know, making it to this game is awesome. You know, when you're in that round of 16, it's huge for all teams, you know, because there's a whole bunch of kids that are sitting at home right now and coaches sitting at home that would give anything to be able to keep playing. The goal once you get to 16 is to get to 8. You don't think about anything else until it's over, you know. And there's only one team in each class that's happy at the end of the year, no matter what, no matter when their season ends. And so that's always going to be tough. But to make it to this point, I think, is huge for our kids. And to battle like they did week in and week out, you know, a couple of scores were tough, but I think everybody knows watching the game knows how hard our kids play. And, you know, there's a lot of nights where we went out and we were totally undersized, and we still had a ton of fight in us, and, you know, got some games that I think, you know, maybe some people thought we shouldn't or whatever, got some big upsets. And, you know, that's what you need once in a while. And I'm just can't say enough about the way our kids have played and the intensity that they played with all year, their ability to execute, their ability to commit to a game plan and fulfill that game plan, and just to go out and do their jobs week in and week out. And, you know, it's a testament to our senior leadership, but it's also that, you know, at some point you're, as an underclassman, you got to see what the seniors do and you got to emulate it. And I think our kids emulated the heck out of it all year long, which was awesome. You know, so those younger kids that have another year or 2 years of football left, they're going to be ready, and they're going to know what it takes to get to this spot. You know, they're going to show up and they're going to work, you know, so you think about, like, getting back to it next year. Football season's a long time away, and it's tough as a coach because you just want to be around them every dang day, and when it's done, it's done, and I don't get to see these kids as much anymore, but it's going to be fun to see the growth that they make in winter sports, and the growth the kids, that if they don't play a winter sport, the growth they're going to make in the weight room, and just how hard they work, and they're going to be hungry. I know our underclassmen are going to be hungry.
He had one final opportunity to share with the seniors out there in this group in 2023. Tell me about the emotions after that last group meeting with this team in 2023.
A lot of sadness to see those guys go. They're a group of kids that I love the heck out of, and, you know, I told them whatever it is in life they do, they're going to be successful just because of the way they handle themselves on the field, off the field, in the classroom, you know, a really smart group of kids. You know, for example, looking at their GPAs, 25 or 30 kids over 3.0. And I mean, it's things like that that make you really, really proud of how far they've come. When you look at those seniors and how far they've come and how much some of those guys have stepped up. And it's just a hard interview tonight because when it's done, it's done, and it stinks sometimes. And I'm going to miss these guys.
2024, not that far away, when a new group will be back together here with some old and some new. Mm-hmm. What are your early thoughts about this program now, after making it back to the postseason again and setting a foundation for the youth in this program moving into 2024?
The juniors and sophomores. I'm excited for those two groups because I saw a tremendous group of seniors, and I think they're going to emulate them. I think they're going to see what it takes to show up in the weight room and work every day, to be a great competitor in winter and spring and summer sports and to go out and be a great teammate, because sometimes it's maybe you're not the main role in one sport, so you got to be in a supportive role. And I think we got a bunch of kids that no matter what role they're in, they're going to play really, really hard and work really, really hard to make the team better and to help make those around them better, because they play because they love each other. And it was obvious tonight when, you know, our kids stayed on the field for a long time. They just didn't want to leave. Some of them didn't want to take their helmets off, and you know, and then that's, you know, every one of them, not just seniors there. And so it's definitely something that they know how special it is to have a group of people this big that makes an impact on each other and helps each other be successful.
Coach, final thoughts, 2023.
Thanks for your guys' support. You guys do a great job supporting our kids. Thanks for the fans out there. Thanks for the parents for letting us coach these kids. And just thanks to these kids. They make every one of us coaches better. Hopefully we get to help make them better along the way as well. Thanks to Wildcat Nation, because, man, it's been a heck of a year. And every one of them out there listening right now, you're there to help us out. So thanks to all of you.
Well, Coach, you know it's a tough end here, but looking forward to 2024 here, which will be year 7. For you, man. Here in Humboldt.
Time flies, doesn't it?
It does. Yep. It does for sure.
Let's go, Cats.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Hellman. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.